Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How's everybody doing?
Never better. How are you, sir?
I'm great. No problems. Trying to log in here to the computer. Don't worry about me. You guys go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. What's going on today?
Did you get yourself a little Frappuccino there? I've never seen you bring one of those in before.
There we go. I'm logged
in. Banana?
Mango Red Bull smoothie, huh?
Mango Red Bull, smoothie?
Yeah, I tell you what, I was driving through to get a coffee and I saw a Red Bull smoothie and I said, explain this to me.
Wait a second. It was a menu item? You didn't ask for it?
It was a menu item. They said, try the new Red Bull smoothie. And I said, what do you mix the Red Bull with? And she said, well, I haven't had one yet. And I said, well, if you were going to have one.
Right, if someone
I'm talking to her through the thing. Well, if you were going to have one, what would you mix it with? And she's like, well, I'm more of a coffee person. And I said, well, I'm intrigued by the Red Bull smoothie. And she said, well, people who come through, they either get the strawberry or the mango. And I said, mango, huh?
Everybody loves mango.
Mango Red Bull smoothie. Why don't you give me one of those? And she said, got it, pal.
I feel like mango in the last 10 years really, really peaked because Jewel brought mango back. A lot of kids had never tried a mango, didn't know what a mango looked like if they saw one in the produce section, and now everything's mango. It's delicious.
I'm a big mango fan.
Me too. It's good stuff. So how's the Red Bull and mango?
As delicious as you'd think it would be. It is awesome.
Julia's got that look on her face.
You don't think like a Red Bull and a mango go together?
No, it's just funny. It's like a smoothie, so it's like supposed to be healthy, right? And then they're like, Red Bull!
Well, I don't know that smoothies are. It's not like healthy, a kombucha smoothie. It's like ice cream. I don't know.
Oh, you mean like, Julie, are you talking about like the juice smoothies, like the Jamba Juice smoothies, Smoothie Kings?
Well, just like, smoothies in general, like you think smoothie, you think healthy. It's not like
I don't necessarily think that, you.
No, I think desserts, I guess.
Yeah, me too. Like, that's what I think too.
A lot of sugar. Like, but I also don't order them, so I don't know what all you can get. I'm sure you could go in and get a kale smoothie or something. I've just never had it.
That's not that what this is, though.
No.
This is a mango and Red Bull smoothie.
And I don't see you as a kale smoothie kind of gal.
What if he added like spinach to it and he's like, I'm trying to be.
I think that would be amazing. There's nothing wrong with that.
The only thing I thought about adding to it was vodka.
Yeah, but they don't do that at the coffee place.
They did not, but we have some here.
Damn. We do? Well, there you go. Man, mango, Red Bull,
and vodka
frozen sounds delicious. It's summertime.
Yeah.
No, I'm jealous. Wait till I tell Brooke about this. She's going to want one for sure. Red Bull mango smoothie. Where do you get that?
Yep.
It's not the kind of thing you can make at home.
No, it's not.
Do they use real Red Bull?
Yeah, I saw him because not only that, when they made it, he handed me the can and he's like, there's about a quarter left. Here you go, man. I was like,
because you don't want to pay for Red Bull and get something
else.
You know? Yeah. I know you like that other stuff too.
I like Rockstar and stuff, but you pay, you know,
you're paying for the Red Bull.
You can't call it a Red Bull smoothie and not have it be Red Bull,
mm-hmm. right? Well, didn't that used to be a thing? Didn't they used to send like Red Bull reps into bars to make sure that when you order Red Bull vodka, yeah, because all the bars are like, well, we can charge whatever we want for these things. Let's get some cheaper. And there was a big brand. I don't want to say the name in case it still exists, although I don't think it does. But there was a brand that came out that tasted identical. Do you remember that? They used to give it to us. It had like a animal's head on it that wasn't a bull. It was a lion. Do you remember that stuff?
No.
They gave us cases of it. It tasted just like Red Bull. But that's when I heard, at least, that they started going around to bars. And I don't know. What happens? What's the penalty? Penalty of law?
I'm done with this. I'm thinking whenever we take a goddamn break from talking, I'm going to go get another one.
Go get another one? How much was it?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Whatever they were charging was too little.
It looks good. Julie, are you a smoothie person?
Yeah. I make them at home.
What's your go-to? Like, what do you put in a smoothie?
Usually frozen banana, whatever other frozen fruit I have. Blueberries, strawberries. Protein powder.
Green powder?
Collagen,
yeah. A lot of people drink collagen. That's supposed to be good for your skin or something, right?
Yeah, anything that could be good for my skin.
You put Red Bull in it?
I sure don't.
Because maybe you should try that.
I have like a coffee-flavored protein, so sometimes I'll add like cold brew to it.
I do like drinking powdered food. It's one of my favorite things. I'm always on the hunt for new good stuff.
I bought
some of that Huel stuff the other day.
What is it?
Huel? Yeah, it's what you're talking about. It's like meal powdered replacement food? Thing. Like,
yeah, like Soylent type stuff? Hold on, I gotta look this up. How do you spell it? Do you know?
H-U-E-L, I guess. I don't know.
Huel food powder. Oh, yes, I've seen this stuff before. Okay, is it good?
No, I mean, it ain't a hamburger.
No, well.
It ain't pasta.
Right, but in
but
a pinch,
it's fine.
It tastes okay. It's really just about sustenance in a hurry.
Yeah.
Which I know, you know, that's what you're doing here. By the way, I think a good thing to mix with that.
Oh, man, would be Kratom.
A few of these, which is what Julia really needs to start putting in her smoothies.
What?
Gosh, I just
Kratom.
No.
Yes, if you were here, we could make smoothies for you.
Yeah.
You could tell us all the things you want in your smoothies, and then we could add a little bit of this, a little bit of that, crush up a few things. She's like, I'm telling you, Josh.
Super okay.
Kale smoothies make you feel amazing. And he's like, I've tried it. I'm not getting the same effects. Let's SlimFast make it. I don't know. There you go. Ooh,
oh, thank you.
Don't you want one more? I find that if you had four yesterday, it's supposed to take five today, right. And so on and so forth. It's a tolerance thing. Julia taught me that. There you go. Is that the only food you've had today?
No, I went and had... Mexican street tacos with the boys this afternoon.
Hold on, you had an adventure of a day.
No kidding. I thought you didn't normally eat before you came in.
I don't usually, but you know what?
So they're off school, obviously. So
then they had baseball camp this morning, so I went and picked them up, and I was like, you guys hungry? They're like, yeah. I was like, let's go get some street food, man.
My thing is I can't, like, I don't know, I can't eat real food until it's too late in the day. That's part of my problem. I thought that was part of your problem,
too. I never
knew,
but yeah.
I hit a drive-thru on my way into work for some coffee this morning and just had such a bizarre experience.
What happened?
So I pull up to the drive-thru window.
Could you imagine, just let me ask you real quick. Could you imagine if you're in your car listening to this, you're like, what is this?
No,
what is happening?
That's a good thing about knowing that no one's listening.
Who are these people? What are they talking about? Why do I care? But anyways, I'm interested. So
I
want to
know about smoothies. Yeah.
So I just spent 12 minutes on a damn mango smoothie.
You know what? It was intriguing, though. Nobody's ever heard of a Red Bull smoothie. No, but anyway. I am getting coffee this morning. I get up to the drive-thru window, and the girl, like, takes my car, and she goes, I really like your hair. And I said, thank you. And you know how women wash their hair, like, once every 3 years?
Sure. I've heard you mention that a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm on, like, my sixth day. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I got a wedding, so I'm waiting till then to wash my hair. So we are, you know, this is seeing some stuff. So I have it in a ponytail day, very hairsprayed, brushed it back, try to make it look good, and they're like, can you take your hair down? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, we want to see it in full. And I'm like, look at these. I have like two front pieces. And just imagine it all over my head. That's the exact same
thing. Did you take it down for them?
No. And then like two other like workers come up and they're like, why won't you take down her hair? Like, why won't you take it down? We just want to see it. I'm like, no, I just worked so hard to make it look like not
disgusting.
So you
accuse them?
Right. So now what happens is they talk about her after she leaves and they're like, yeah, we've met her.
Yeah, diva.
She's a total diva.
Wouldn't even take her hair
down. We just
down.
Complimented her hair and said, like, can we look at it? And she said, no.
Well, it's going to look disgusting. It has been washed.
Well, did you tell them that?
Well, kind of. I was like, yeah, it's really gross. That's why I put it in a ponytail.
So what they heard is, you're really gross. Quit asking me questions. Leave me alone. I'm like, ever see her, do not try and engage.
I was like, I haven't eaten any had caffeine yet, and you guys are ganging up on me.
Well, I think your hair looks lovely.
It does. Thanks. It looks like a unicorn frappuccino, which I hope is what you were drinking this morning at that drive-thru.
It looks magical. Yeah. Your head looks magical.
Thanks so much.
You have a magic head.
Don't say that.
The look on Seth's face. Now we're getting somewhere. See, it just takes a little while. The rusty gears are grinding.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, what's going on? We've all seen the Justin Timberlake dance now.
Well, that's what I'm watching.
Julia said it made him...
temporarily unattractive.
Temporarily unbangable. She had a 24-hour hold before she banged him again. That's what she said. She put him on a 24-hour hold after seeing that stupid
just
video.
Just saying, like, usually... when you see Justin Timberlake perform, it's like
I want to have sex with him.
It's an experience. You're right. Like, wow! Even if I'm married, I'm now single. Right. I love this man. Like, here I am, and then you see this video, and it's not the same.
He's like tapping his shoes and stuff. I kind of like it. He is dressed like a dad for sure.
He's dressed like Chandler Bing from Friends.
Yeah, and.
And, like, the guy can dance, so I don't know what
happened. That's my question.
Here.
He's a dancer, right? I mean, he knows how to dance, so was he trying to be funny here?
He's making like he's a doing face the Cotton
like
Eye Joe.
He does kind of look like he's doing the Cotton Eye Joe. And he puts his feet in front.
It's the shirt. The shirt really throws it off.
The shoes, too.
The shoes look like they have heels on something.
It looks like a hiking shoe.
Yes, exactly. They look like outdoor shoes. Yes, that's exactly what I thought. They look like those Nike All Conditions shoes, all conditions gear or whatever. They've got huge heels on them, which maybe that's popular.
Yeah.
But combined with everything else, because every headline says Justin Timberlake apologizes for dancing badly in khakis. And I kept seeing the headline. Like, I was like, what's with the khakis? But then I see it's really the whole outfit.
It's like when you got a hike at Yosemite at 6 and a performance at 7.
Right. If it were just one of those things, any one of those things, I think you'd be okay.
The shirt is what throws it off, though, right? The shirt is a little ridiculous.
The shirt is weird.
Because he's wearing khakis. And, like, that's what I kind of attacked first. And you're like, no, khakis are fine, which I agree with because I think if he was wearing, like, a different shirt and shoes.
Yeah, if he just had a black T-shirt on and black shoes, I don't think anybody would say anything. It's that shirt that hits it, right?
Yeah, he looks like a substitute teacher.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what he looks
like.
Exactly
what he looks like, yes.
A substitute teacher that apparently you don't want to bang for 24 hours, which is surprising because I still think he's good-looking guy, but he did apologize for this
because
this happened in D.C.
He does look like when people say he looks like a drunk dad at a wedding. That he does.
Totally.
I mean, is he? Can we just say that maybe he is a drunk dad now? I think he might be a drunk dad, right?
How many kids does he have? Two.
Yeah, he's a drunk dad. Leave him alone. Like people are like, look at him. He looks like a drunk dad. Like,
Laszlo, we're not
dad.
Attacking your kind. We're just saying
he loves he loves Timberlake too. So it's a double whammy.
Yes, it's a double whammy.
Personal
drunk dad, personal khakis.
Yeah. No, like you're taking this
Timberlake. Drunk dads, the whole thing.
You're taking this harder than he probably is.
I think he is.
I'm upset he apologized.
He said, he went on Instagram and said, DC, I want to apologize to you for two reasons, here and here. And he points to his 2 feet.
He's usually funny about stuff.
I had a long talk with both of them individually and said, don't you ever do that to me again. Then he addressed the khaki pants he was wearing that some fans described as nerdy and or dad vibey. He said, dad at a wedding type of dance. Oh, sorry, that's what someone on TikTok said. Maybe it was the khakis. It was a real khaki vibe, he joked. Timberlake promised his feet would get it right going forward. He added some memes of himself in his action pants, blah, blah, blah. So he apologized for it. If you haven't seen it.
I love him. He's so funny.
It's very brief.
Is he doable now again because of his apology?
He always is.
Well, there was a hold.
There was a minute. But you put him
I
on
just
hold.
Said, like, it didn't deliver what his performances usually do for me.
Yeah, but you said he was on a 24-hour hold.
Okay, it's up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Justine from Lawrence, Texas, says, I'm usually at work while you guys are on, but I'm off today getting to listen live is a real treat. That is nice. Will wants to know where the mango and Red Bull smoothie's from.
It's a coffee place, right?
Well, I don't want to give them free advertising.
Oh, yeah. Don't
not if they, they're not going to give me free Red Bull mango smoothies. We're going to have to work that out.
Yeah.
Rhyme it.
Rhymes with pooters.
That's just the name of it. You're supposed to rhyme it. Now you've given them free advertising.
Oh, I thought they were giving those away at Hooters. I was no way.
Pooters Coffee.
Pooters.
Pooters God, Coffee and Smoothies.
You should have said Hooters.
Lazo's their favorite customer.
You're really bad at this game.
Oh, boy, do we have something to talk about. The internet is outraged.
Oh, somebody else said they texted in. They said the show would be great. They love all four of us. Keep it rocking and a rolling, which also made me think, I know we're going to play a game, but... You really got to work on your Shaq math, dumb, dumb baby.
What was Shaq math?
What happened? What did I miss?
He ran out of gas.
I know.
Shaq math. You can't be that bad at math.
He jokes around about being a Shaq math guy when it comes to the gas station. And
the
then,
thing was, I passed the gas station, and I knew I needed it, but I had to go to a certain one to get a certain thing. So I was like, well, I'll just go down another mile.
That's not how Shaq math works.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Shaq doesn't wait for a certain gas station to get a certain smoothie.
You could have used Shaq math and pulled in and got $2 worth and got to the next gas station.
You're right. But I mean, it was like half a mile. God.
Went half a mile too long.
I know.
So what'd you have to do? Call someone to bring you a can of gas?
Yep.
Oh, that sucks.
Was it like AAA or just someone you know?
No, it was a guy that was down the street I know.
That's a tough call.
It was running out of gas, but I mean, it sucked. And it was on the highway.
Ooh.
And it's raining, and you know, that's never good.
I don't think I've ever run out of gas. Have you ever run out of gas? I know my mom used to all the time. Sure. I'd be like, Mom, please, I think we need gas. She's like, yeah, it's fine. And then we'd run out of gas.
I've run out of gas before. Anything. Not a long time.
I would assume that I have at some point, but I can't remember. It's been a while.
I definitely run down to like the last mile, but the car I have now, it drives me nuts because it only shows how many miles I have left till E10s.
Oh, see, and I like to play the game.
What?
Like in increments of 10.
20, 10.
10, and then it's just nothing.
Yeah.
Which once you get to zero, let's be honest,
you got 30 more miles.
I know, I rocked the zero for a while, but it's a scary, scary game.
I love that. My ex never believed me. When we lived in Seattle, we had to drive on that bridge going over the lake, and there's no shoulder. It's a floating bridge, and there'd be traffic, and we get stuck in traffic. It's like, it says zero. I'm like, yeah, but we only have like 2 miles to go. And she's like, but we're stuck in traffic. And I was like, trust me, it'll be fine. But I did get that rush inside. Like, we might not be fine. I don't know what does happen if we run out of gas on the water. I'm not sure exactly. Lazo, have you seen these people in Maine, or I guess this person in Maine, who put the sign in their business window? It's an insurance business about Juneteenth.
No.
Okay. Okay. So this happened in, what's the name of this town? Millinocket, Maine. Okay.
Andy Millinocket, Maine.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, too, yeah.
Yeah, Millinocket, I think is how they say it.
Name it after him.
So,
the bologna in my left pocket.
This is a like an insurance broker, right? You go in there, they got different insurance companies. They, you know, get you a great rate, I'm sure. Well, this sign was put up in the window on Monday for Juneteenth. And the sign says, it's printed out, you know, like they typed it up and printed this out. They took the time to do this. Juneteenth. And under that it says, it's whatever. And then it says, we're closed. And then down at the bottom it says, enjoy your fried chicken and collard greens.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's what it says.
That's so terrible.
Now, I'm thinking if you're doing this, you're having some sort of mental breakdown, like a racist, you know, just complete meltdown. Like, you are now saying, I don't want to own a business anymore. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. Right. Like, something's not right.
Isn't the pushback to Juneteenth like just in, we're it's just saying totally like, hey, isn't
insane.
A great slavery ended?
Right.
And how do you like, get offended
maybe
by
people
that?
Who were, you know, tortured and enslaved.
And even if you're big, dumb, dumb, racist babies, even if you're like, I wish there still was slavery. Things were better in the old days.
Sure.
Aren't you at least like, but it ain't coming back, so take the day off.
Take the day off,
dickhead.
Don't put the sign in your window, you racist. Like, what is wrong with you? So I really want to know. I'm thinking, like, what kind of person put this up? So the sign gets put up in the window. Someone takes a picture of it, and it originally gets spread around on Facebook. Now, there's a couple things here. One is this insurance company is called Reed's Insurance Agency, okay? That's where the sign was posted. And as I said, this happened in Andy Millinocket, Maine. There's another town 150 miles away down the road there, and it's called the Reed Insurance Agency as well. Like one's the Harry E. Reid Insurance Agency, so that's the one. That's where this was posted, right?
Uh-huh.
The sign posted in the window of the Harry E. Reid Insurance Agency Monday, and I just told you what it said. I won't repeat it. So people see this; it gets posted on Facebook. There is outrage, of course. People are angry, And they look up, I guess, this insurance group. Well, they find this other insurance company.
Oh, man.
150 miles down the road.
Come
so
on.
Those people took Monday off. They're not racist. The guy who owns it was even like, this is not who I am at all. Like, I think it's good that it's a holiday. This is the last thing I would say. And he said when he came to work on Tuesday morning, he was getting a bunch of calls. He's like, dude, business is picking up. Things are looking up for us. And then the calls on, you know, on the other end of the phone were like, I'm going to kill you. I hope your business burns to the ground. And he's like, what the hell is going on?
Thank you for calling Reed Family Insurance Advisors. This is Nate.
The phone started ringing a lot more than usual Tuesday morning, the day after Juneteenth.
And I didn't know what was going on, so I just thought business is getting good.
Nate Reed quickly realized something was wrong after a reporter called looking for comment.
I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. She said, well, you might want to go online because there's this post going around on Reddit.
The photo initially shared on Facebook shows a sign outside a business reading, Juneteenth, it's whatever. We're closed. Enjoy your fried chicken and collard greens.
I would love to see better for this community.
The message was put up at the Harry E. Reed Insurance Agency in Millinocket. This is Reed Family Insurance Advisors, 150 miles away in Damariscotta.
The internet is more dangerous than anything else.
It's so dangerous. It's just, it can ruin lives. You come to work one day and you're getting all these calls and like businesses.
Right, and then you're just done. That whole documentary we wrote about the guy who just, he had his hand out the window in San Diego, right? Yeah. And it was in a circle. A Hispanic guy, somebody drives by and says, you were giving a
white power symbol
to the Black Lives Matter people. They take a picture of him, and he gets fired.
Yeah, from the gas company, right?
Yes. Just like this guy. The internet's like, well, Reed, same state.
Right, same state, same name, whatever.
Why look any further? Like, you're as bad as the people who are writing the letters.
That was going to be my question to you.
Yes.
I understand being angry. I understand looking at that and going, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right.
I also understand going, I would never do business at that place. Where I kind of stop is where I pick up the phone and start issuing death threats. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know. And maybe you say, well, someone, there needs to be pushback. If it wasn't for the internet, then someone could get away with a sign like this.
The internet
doesn't follow through with anything.
Dumb people, and
exactly.
They start yelling at a guy 150 miles. The guy who wrote that letter now sees it on the internet, quietly crumbles it up, throws it in the trash can, and nobody's talking about him anymore.
Right.
Because you went after the wrong guy.
Well, they've gone after the right people, too. So Lisa Groley is the one who photographed the sign. She said that she was at work and a coworker had told her about it. So she took the picture. She said her initial reaction was disbelief. And here's a quote from her. She said, it was shocking. I came back and I was talking to my coworker about it and we were really shocked. We were amazed at the sheer ignorance and stupidity of it. So she sent the photos to her daughter who posted it on Facebook Monday with the caption, the racism in Millinocket is real. Another photo of the sign blew up on social media website Reddit with more than 2,000 upvotes. There's more than that now. So this woman, according to this article here, this is from MSM, a woman named Melanie Higgins took responsibility for the sign, okay, and went to Facebook to talk about it. She apologized. This is what she says. Here's a quote here. She apologized for any misunderstanding and hurt caused by her usual snarky office closure signs and content. So I don't know if she has a history of putting up racist signs when they're closed. Like, you know, it's 4th of July, burn in hell, blank. Like, I don't know. Where she's like,
rich.
I always do this, right. I don't understand what the problem is. Yeah, limeys, limey bastards. So she says, any misunderstanding and hurt of her by her usual snarky office closure signs and content.
St. Patrick's Day, enjoy your car bomb.
Right. Like, what are you talking about? Higgins, who said in the letter she is multiracial, said she understands the severity of intolerance and that the sign had a seemingly flippant tone. Yeah, I think it did. And then some. Quote, I am so sorry for any pain I have caused and the negative attention it has brought to our beautiful community. So you're telling me you didn't expect this to happen?
Well, maybe in Andy Millinocket's Maine, it isn't such a bad thing in that community, and they wouldn't stop going there. What she's now sorry for is that it went viral,
right?
And the world knows that she's a racist, and that's a quaint little racist town in the upper Northeast.
She also goes on to say that the food that was included in that post, right, she's used food in the same way in closure signs in the past because she's overweight. And she's making fun of herself.
So, like...
And there was a death in the family, and she had to get out of there quickly.
Oh, I didn't see the death and family part. I was going to get to the food.
So, but like for other holidays, what kind of food did she
use? So she says here, you know, multiple culture signs I've made in the past include items such as cake, hot dogs, burgers, snack drinks.
I didn't see that.
I started making these when COVID-19 hit because I was trying to lighten the mood, and I'm an overweight woman, and you know, it's self deprecation, I guess.
I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. I mean, could you be that stupid?
Understand? There's a death in the family. Come on.
Sure. It's possible that someone could be that stupid, but I don't. Not if you're running a business. I'm sorry. I think you knew, at least had some idea what you're doing. I don't think you knew that you were going to have this level.
Let me defend it for a second. Let me go ahead and wade into here for just 1 second. And everybody's looking at me like, don't do this.
Please.
Please don't.
Please. I'm starting to get texts now from our boss, like, just stop. Stop talking. But it's not really defending her, but I never really got where, like, the fried chicken and collard greens and watermelon and all that stuff. Who doesn't like those things?
I know.
Like, but why is that just a black thing? Why is that how we
don't know
stereotype? When did that become a stereotype and why is it, I guess? What I'm saying is I'm ignorant to why that is. If I go to Gus's Fried Chicken by my house, it's filled with white people.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's all white people. So why that?
Yeah,
it's not like if I go into my grocery store at the end cap where they have watermelon, there's not white people buying it by, you know, the droves, because there are. I don't understand that.
I just read that the watermelon thing was because there were black farmers that grew watermelon mostly, like, back in the day.
Okay.
And they used that as a way to, like, get people to stop buying watermelon because they wanted to hurt the black farmers.
Got it. Okay. Apparently, I had no idea.
Just read it. That could be untrue, but I know I just read
it. And the fried chicken, there's a reason for that, too? Or no?
Well, I'm looking at it now. There's an NPR article about it. It says, this person says, I asked Claire Schmidt for help. She's a professor at the University of Missouri who studies race and folklore. She said chickens had long been a part of Southern diets. They had been particular utility for slaves. They were cheap, easy to feed, and a good source of meat.
Got it. So they fed the slaves.
Goes back to slavery. So,
well, it all makes sense.
I saw people on Reddit also saying, which I thought was interesting. They're like, "How could someone do this accidentally? How could someone not know that this was going to, you know, blow up like this, or could potentially blow up like this?" And I saw a lot of people saying, "This is what happens when you have closed feedback loops on social media."
I saw that same
you go,
quote.
Yeah, you go, and I thought,
made
you know, that's a really good
sense.
Point.
Made
you go on Facebook, you say racist stuff or whatever, and you're not getting called out for it, because by now the people that were sick of seeing it unfriended you or unfollowed your feed, right?
Right, yeah.
So they don't see that stuff. And we do. We become victims. We all do.
Well, then you think society
it's
is
bubble.
Also the same as that closed
right.
feedback loop.
Like, oh, they'll love this. I say stuff like that on Facebook all the time and don't get in any trouble.
Yep.
Like, well, but this poor family at this other insurance place, and this guy, I mean, I don't know this guy, but I'm going to believe him when he says, this is exactly the opposite of who I am. This is the last thing that I would do. And they played audio of some of those messages he's getting about, you know, I hope your business
you know
burns to the ground.
Good. Like, watermelon and Red Bull smoothie.
That's pretty good, yeah. Watermelon.
Right?
Watermelon
and mango, too, right?
And mango.
I mean, I like mango.
Right, of course you do.
I am
a white guy. Right, exactly.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll, baby.
All right. Well, this whole thing in Uvalde, trying to get to the bottom of what happened. They've been having all these town hall meetings. They were trying to get that police captain fired, basically. I don't know if you watched any of that stuff. He was trying to request time off, and there's all this stuff. Did you watch that snow gun?
I saw that.
It was amazing. That was like a citizen, just like a mother who lived there or whatever, and said, look, we're not on the council, and the rules have already been amended 2 years ago, and we'd have to wait this long. But what you can do is basically not grant him his leave. And if you don't grant him his leave, then he won't be showing up.
Well, he has three times to miss.
Right, and then because he'd already missed twice, right?
Right.
And they said, so if he misses again, then he could lose his job. Like, this is what they were trying to do to get this guy ousted. Meanwhile,
right,
you've got other people in Texas who are in charge of this investigation saying this was a complete and utter failure by the police.
State and local officials in Texas are suing the state's Department of Public Safety over access to records involving the response to the mass shooting out of Uvalde.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
There's just so many bad things that seem to come out every couple
of
days.
Did you see the cop whose wife was inside?
Yes, yes.
And they took his gun?
He tried to go in to help, and they took his gun from him?
And told him to go away?
I mean, I don't want to be like the internet, as we discussed earlier, and, you know, get angry when I don't have all the information.
Right.
But every time we get more information, it's just bad. It's just bad information.
God.
And then you wonder how many times something, you know, not exactly like this, but something similar has happened where there's been an attempted cover-up. And what goes into, and I'm not saying that necessarily there's a cover-up going on here, but boy, it sure looks like it.
They sure make it seem like it.
And you just wonder in the past, before the internet, before social media, before you just went home and you got on Reddit and you saw the top video of the day was a city council meeting from, you know, however many hundreds of miles away, that it was possible. Because I see these allegations, people saying, yeah, what they used to do is they would say, well, this person has an agenda and they're a liberal whatever, and this person hates police officers, and they're all, I mean, we know that according to that mother who did the first interview, she said that the cops tried to violate her probation.
Right.
If you talk to the press, well, violate
her
probation. What is going on? That's the kind of thing that you see when you're watching a movie and it's happening in another country and you go, yeah, you know, that happens in China. You got no freedom over there. The police, you don't want to mess with them because, you know, they'll violate your probation. They'll say you did something wrong when you didn't. It looks like it happens here. And this Uvalde thing, the images that they released on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day that was, from inside the school, just every time I see the breakdown, this is how long it took the cops to get there. It was like 3 or 4 minutes. That's a pretty good response time. And then how long it took them from the time they got there to the time they actually went to go get the shooter. It's unbelievable to me, and I don't know what they're trained to do, but we saw that interview that one cop did, you know, for all the national outlets saying, no, this is the opposite. We are trained and we train to go find the shooter and engage them and try and take them out. The idea that these cops say, look, we need rifles because all we've got is handguns and he's got a rifle. I'm thinking like, yeah, but there's a bunch of you in the – there's kids. Like, I don't know. Okay, but then it's like we need more equipment. Okay. Then they said we were waiting on a key, but we find out that they weren't actually waiting on a key and that the door to the classroom wasn't locked and that maybe they'd never even checked to see if the classroom was locked. That teacher who said that he saw the kids go up to the window like, hey, police, over here, we're here, and they just walked by.
Right.
Again, I don't know that that's exactly what happened. This is one person's account, but God, man, every day it's just more and more and more stuff about the situation, and I don't know how you paint this as a positive or try and get out of this if you're the police.
Well, they're going to try.
They're trying. They're really trying. But luckily,
they're hoping is that it just goes away.
Yes, and that the attention will start to
forget about it. And I hate to say it, that something else bad happens.
Yep. Yeah. So that the media will just kind of stop following this. We'll stop posting these videos of their town halls, and just like we did with every other shooting
and every other story, exactly.
And it just goes away eventually. And yes, for those people who were there, who were affected by it personally, who lost family members, it never goes away.
The rest
was there. They were trying to get our attention. Who knows how many times, and they couldn't. Hopefully, this time they keep the cameras pointed at them and figure out what was going on. Speaking of. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on, Laszlo. You're the football fan. I was going to say that there's some drama going on here. But Goodell, I keep seeing the stuff about how he's facing pressure because of the stuff about the Washington Generals and how he handled all these allegations, what was going on within the organization. Now, there were allegations made about several organizations, right? And there have been a couple of different people who've made allegations. the NFL seems like they're pretty good at dealing with stuff like this and covering stuff up in the past, okay. or at least allegedly. When I keep seeing Roger Goodell's face and they keep saying, like, yeah, we need answers, we need to know what was happening here. This is one of those stories where when we first saw those text messages that got released because Belichick, right, was, well, yes, and then Gruden came out and said something as well.
Wait, fired. Are you talking about?
Both.
Belichick was the Miami thing.
Right, exactly.
And, but Gruden was caught up in those emails in Washington.
Right.
Now, Gruden suing Washington.
Right.
And the NFL saying, why am I... Is it only my emails that have been released?
Which I think was
a legitimate
question. Right. Like, why was it him? And it looked an awful lot to the general public like, oops, well, they saw this or this word got out somehow. So now we have to punish you. Isn't that what it seemed like? And then it disappeared for a while. And now it's kind of making a comeback. These different allegations of all kinds of things going on behind closed doors in the NFL.
The NFL commissioner is facing tough questions after a hearing in Congress today over how the league is handling the investigation into the alleged toxic culture of the Washington Commanders. Today, a member of the House committee said the team's owner, Daniel Snyder, conducted a, quote, shadow investigation to bury the findings of an official internal investigation.
I mean, there's a lot, I'm sure, that needs to be addressed. I'm sure he has to do all kinds of things like this on a regular basis. When you've got three or four, though, in an off season that come up, three or four high-profile ones like this, and I don't know what kind of changes they make permanently. There was the stuff from the cheerleaders, you know, talking about what it's like to be a cheerleader, and those allegations seem pretty believable, the Rooney Rule, all these things. What Goodell has going for him is that almost everybody loves football. Yeah. Almost everybody, right?
Of course they do.
I mean, that's really... He can use that to his benefit. With the police, you had a segment of the United States that was already angry at the police. That still hadn't really gotten over the summer of 2020. Was that when the protests were, right? And so I think you saw a lot of people with the Uvalde thing saying, look, this is what we were telling you. You know, police can be crooked and they're not all great. And these blue lives matter. There's blind loyalty. With football, what Goodell has going for him is that no one likes these allegations.
Football has people who should hate it, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like That's a group exactly of it. Women... who are anti-violence, right? Anti-white cis males, right? Anti-domestic violence, right? Which we all should be. But I will give you nothing. I will support nothing, right? We'll be at every stadium this year cheering on teams that have turned a blind eye to that kind of stuff.
Yes. We want it to
and,
be fixed.
Right. So it's like, I see you. I know you. I know in the off season you're real loud and vocal. When your wide receiver does something and he plays for your Cleveland team, you're still out there on Sunday. I'm not saying you shouldn't be, right? I don't care. You can be a hypocrite all you want. But that's what the NFL knows. They know you're not going anywhere.
Yes.
And they've already proven it.
This investigation.
They know they got men.
Right. Oh,
they got us. And then they're like, we got the women too.
Most of them.
Yep. We got them too.
Yep. And that Washington Post investigation that sparked the whole Washington Generals thing, they found those allegations of sexual harassment spanning from like 2006 to 2019. When I see stuff like that, again, there's just so many things that were going on at once with the texting with Belichick, with the allegations that, hey, you know, why were you reading my emails?
Right.
Because the Gruden thing was. And I mean, we don't have to go into the details of that now, but that whole thing was curious, to say the least. I'm not defending Gruden or the allegations against him. I'm not saying that they weren't true. I just thought it was odd.
That he was the only one.
He was the only one. Like, we're going to go through here, look at this stuff. And I saw Republicans during this testimony saying, like, hey, you know, we don't think that Congress should be investigating a private business like this anyway. And I thought, well, doesn't that happen, though? Isn't that what a lot of these, if you go back throughout time, but maybe not. You think of all the high-profile investigations. I guess a lot of them are looking into organized crime and stuff like that. But I feel like they've investigated. We bring Mark Zuckerberg up and talk to him, but that's like allegations, I guess, about fair business practices and things. I don't know. Has there not been an investigation or some sort of a questioning, at least, about allegations of a toxic work environment?
Of course,
seems like there have been. So it seems like a weird thing to say we shouldn't
be
doing this.
I bet there's 72 million sexual harassment cases going on in trial right now.
Right. I'm saying for Congress to bring that to them and for them
Congress.
To ask. Yeah,
because that's what the government.
The Republicans were saying, like, hey, you know, we shouldn't be doing these investigations or shouldn't be having these hearings. We're looking into a private business. And I thought, I think that's part of what you do. Because
it's kind of how this whole thing works. We have a government for when business fails us, right? If you make a complaint to your CEO and say, hey, there's sexual harassment going on in this workplace and you feel like the CEO is ignoring you, then I feel like that's a time that you can make those accusations to, I don't know, the attorney general or whoever it is. And maybe I'm wrong. Because really, when they said that, I was trying to think about it. It's like, I think that's normal, but I could absolutely be wrong. American scientist, I don't know if you knew about this, Lazo. He is a nuclear scientist, like a weapons scientist. He's been in the Ukraine. He was captured, and the United States has been trying to get this guy out. And this is an example. We talk about the Brittany Griner thing. They were trying to keep this guy low profile so that, you know, I guess the Russians weren't looking for him, right, to try and take him back to Moscow and make him a higher price target than he already was. But the Americans successfully rescued this guy, and he's okay, and he's already doing interviews.
This morning, new details of that daring rescue operation of an American nuclear scientist from Ukraine. You can see John Spohr here in white as he's rescued just outside Mariupol. The team, led by American nonprofit group Project Dynamo, working with local Ukrainian security. Spohr had been living in Mariupol for several years before the Russians invaded. And as Putin's forces laid siege to the city, Spohr went into hiding. He says that Russian-backed Chechen fighters ransacked his home.
They were hunting me. They wanted to find me. And they wanted to get the information that I have in my head.
Yeah, that's one of those things, like if someone says, you know, if you got kids and someone's asking at school, like, where's your dad? Like, oh, he's a nuclear scientist. He's credited with coming up with a bunch of sensitive technology that's found in dozens of laser-guided weapon systems used across U.S. military. You'd go, okay, yeah, seriously, though, where's your dad? He just doesn't show up anymore?
Right.
But they got him. I don't know how they got him out of there, but they got him. And that's another thing, too. I've seen plenty of stories about what's going on in Ukraine, but the idea of being in your home and suddenly the Russian-backed Chechens are coming looking
Russian
for you.
Russian-backed Chechens.
I don't want Russian-backed Chechens coming to look for me. Who was looking for Doc in Back to the Future? That was somebody different, wasn't it?
Syrians?
Was that who it was? Was it the Syrians? Just the idea, like, you're
Russian
in your home.
Russian-backed Chechens.
That sounds bad.
The Chechens are coming for you.
They ransacked your
home?
And
that's bad.
Really,
like, I don't want the Chechens, but they're like, no, these are Russian-backed Chechens.
The Libyans, that's who it was, yeah. The Russian-backed Chechens sounds quite ominous. And when they said that they ransacked his home.
Also a good name for a band.
It is. It's not bad. Well, wasn't there a band called, I don't know how they found me, but they did, or something like that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I think that's isn't that from Back to the Future,
too?
I don't know how they found me, Marty. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Something. I'm close, I think. Lazo, you were just talking about shark attacks the other day, and I saw that there was a shark attack in California. Exactly what you were talking about. It looks to me like this surfer was on his surfboard paddling, go out, and Lazo had just explained to me that, who was it that told you this? Like a surf instructor?
Yeah, a surf instructor.
That when you get on your surfboard and you're paddling, when the shark's looking up, and
you look like a big turtle.
Look like a turtle.
So it doesn't really want to eat a person. It sees the board, and it sees two legs, two arms, and it sees this big thing paddling, and it thinks, oh, look at that. That's a giant turtle. I'll eat it. That's why when you find out, like, if a shark comes in, like, you'll be like, oh, it bit his leg and then left, right? Like, took his leg with him and left. It's because it realized it wasn't a turtle. It doesn't really want to eat you.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah, gross. Make these discoveries. Like, do they have conversations with the sharks, you know? Like, it just, they seem really sure of it for not having.
Well, I'm sure they do have conversations with the sharks. I don't know how else they'd know. They're like, hey, we just like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah,
why
like,
did you attack
so
Carl?
Like, I thought it was a turtle.
I think it's a turtle.
Yeah, thought he was a turtle. I mean, just look at it and like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. We got to start telling people about this. We got to warn them. This guy.
Well, I think maybe they just do the study and they find out that they eat a lot of turtles.
Yeah, and they're like, you know what? You look
and
like
and then
a
they're
turtle.
Like, oh, that looks like turtles. And then, but what do they do with the turtles? What do they do with the people? They probably, you know, put all this information together in some sort of giant study and they say, you know, hey, try not to make yourself look like a turtle.
Well, this happened.
I mean,
roll
I,
out like
I
this under, with your legs straight.
I right. understand why that would be true. I just feel like we're putting words in sharks' mouths.
I suppose it probably is a theory. It's a hypothesis, but it sounds like a pretty good one to me. This happened in Pacific Grove, and this guy, last I checked, he was in critical condition, but they said that he's still alive. The people that found him, that saw him bleeding there, happened to be a police officer and a nurse. And the police officer knew how to do tourniquets and was getting people to help him with the tourniquets. And obviously the nurse was there to help give him some medical care until the ambulance arrived.
We're getting a report that somebody got attacked by a shark. They're still in the water, and there are about four people in the water trying to get to them.
Officers responding to the report of a shark attack at Lovers Point Beach in Pacific Grove, California. The victim swimming about 150 yards offshore when the attack happened.
We could hear someone calling for help, 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 and then splashing the water.
Oh, I saw they interviewed
150 yards is pretty far out.
And they interviewed another surfer, you know, exactly what you'd imagine, a California surfer guy, probably in his 40s, but looks sort of like he's 25, great shape, sure. Great tan, long hair. And he's like, man, I looked out there. Yeah, just like you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, when I looked, I heard the screams, and then I saw the blood. And the blood was like, and he starts doing this with his hands, like, it was like a table, or I guess like a car. It was like a car. Yeah, like a car size of blood. And I was like, dude, there's no way. If I saw that, if someone was screaming and I saw that much blood right there, I'm vomiting. And then they got to get me out of the water, too, because right. I just had a panic attack.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
We're going to doom scroll some more?
We are doom scrolling some more, my good. Man. Remember the
sucking
guy?
On a chili dog.
Sucking on a chili dog.
What? That's my favorite what was song. That? Was it just a guy on Jack YouTube and Diane, or something?
Yeah, right, but he just did sucking on a chili dog
over
time,
and over.
Right? Sucking on a chili dog. Yeah. Sucking on a chili dog. Well, you know what?
My favorite.
When
man.
He did that, everyone else should have just given up. It's mm-hmm. over. It's done. Quit trying to entertain people if they want to be entertained.
Sucking on a chili dog.
That exists.
2 years ago, and I'm still driving in my car for no reason. I'd be like, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking
it's
going to
be in my
dog.
Head now for at least a month, especially if you don't stop singing it. Remember the guy who left his kid in the car? We were just talking about this because this happened to somebody else this week. A woman left her kid in the car, and he died of heat exhaustion in Houston. But the guy in Georgia who left his kid in the car and... they said, you did this on purpose, and he went to court, and they mm-hmm. found him guilty, and they said, you were cheating on your wife. That I don't know how much of that you...
What does that have to do with anything?
That's what I wanted to know. Like, yeah, he was cheating. He wanted out of his relationship. Look at these,
throw it out there.
Look
like,
at
who
these
cares?
Emails.
He's a bad dad.
Right.
I mean, he kills his kid.
Right. That's kind of how I felt about it. But, you know, I was like, well, I guess they must have had some other stuff. He's Googling, like, how long can you survive in a car? I don't know. But
seems
most
so-
of it...
1910s.
I know. It was all about, like, yeah, he's cheating. And it's weird, too, because judges will arbitrarily say, no, you cannot talk about this person's character outside. I was just watching something yesterday. This guy had been accused of raping people two different times. Not accused. Convicted two different times before. And, like, don't tell the jury that he's already been convicted of this because it could, you know.
Sure.
Possibly
influence them.
Bias their opinion here, influence them when they're trying to decide whether or not he's guilty of raping this person. It's like, how could that? That seems relevant. I understand when things are not relevant, and you say, like, hey, you know what? That guy never paid
well, that's because
his
I raped someone last
stuff
week.
Off.
You didn't mean I raped someone this week, bruh.
Right. Well, I guess. I mean, that's what some of these judges would say. Well, so the guy in Georgia, that a lot
sucking
of us...
Sucking on a chili dog.
This guy in Georgia was sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. He's sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Goes to the Supreme Court, and what do you think they said?
Sucking on a chili dog.
Georgia Supreme Court sucking on a chili dog.
From day one, we've maintained that Ross was innocent and that the strategy of painting Ross to be a philanderer or someone that was unfaithful to his wife had nothing to do with the love that he had for Cooper.
Attorney Carlos Rodriguez is still reading the opinion from the Georgia Supreme Court overturning Ross Harris's murder conviction.
The Supreme Court points out that you remove all of that and the state's case wasn't even particularly strong.
He was so Ross Harris was found guilty of murdering his 22-month-old son Cooper Harris in 2016. Left his son in the backseat of his car outside of his office for hours in 2014, leading to the child's death from hyperthermia.
Was
we
cold?
Cried a lot. Hyper. Hypo is cold. Hyper is hot, okay. I think, right? Is that right? Hypo, cold,
that's
hyper.
Correct.
Okay.
Hypertension.
I swear, though, when they did the Dateline on this years ago.
Hypospastic.
Hyper chili dog.
Okay.
I swear that they said that he had looked up how long does it take before someone dies from heat exhaustion. Remember that was a big thing?
I think so.
They kept telling us that on the news. Like, yeah, he'd researched how long you can be in a car. And I was like, well, that seems pretty damning. Yeah. Although, if they said, like, he looked it up 6 years earlier after it had just been this big national news story when it happened to somebody else and he Googled it, I don't know how that stuff works. I'm sure they could find something in right. your search history and you go, I do not recall searching that at all. And they go, yeah, oh, no.
They can absolutely come to this computer and be like, he searched. How long does it take? Because we talked about
it. Of course. Exactly. So I don't
they're
know.
Like, damn.
I don't remember the details about how long ago that was, but I do understand the Supreme Court of Georgia saying, why did you talk about him not wanting to be with his wife? Like, that part seems, but again, I could see the flip side of that too, where they say, well, he wanted out of this life. The prosecution was trying to tell the story. This is what they believe. It's always been weird to me.
Just
too,
because I hate my wife
do
doesn't mean I hate my kids. Stop with that nonsense. That's too big of a bridge to build.
I tend to agree, but they
and
do.
And by
it all
the way,
time.
Same way on the other side. Well, she was cheating on him, so she probably killed him for the insurance money. Well, stop that. That doesn't mean that. Just because she was cheating on him doesn't mean she killed her husband.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there have been instances, depends. Like the guy in Colorado.
There are instances right, where it happens, but I don't think that's where we just go with it.
No, I agree.
Like, oh, this guy's kid died and he was cheating on his wife. Like, I don't even know. Well, we don't need to talk about that.
But what they do is the prosecution will say, this is our theory. We believe that he was unhappy in his marriage, wanted out, and he didn't want to have to fight for custody. It becomes this whole big thing. He's like, yeah, but again, this isn't based on necessarily evidence. You've now said this is what you believe. It's like whenever you watch a crime show and at the end they don't actually know what happens, they say prosecutors believe. And I'm like, you mean that's the story that they told the jury because they're allowed to do that. And they don't say even in trial, we believe. They say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, let me tell you what happened here.
Men and women, if you are in a relationship that you don't want to be in and you have a kid with that awful, horrible person, and you don't want to be a parent anymore, you don't have to kill anybody. There are other ways out of it.
Dude, tell me about it. This happens all the time.
You can
like,
just leave your wife
just
or your husband
divorced.
Just be like, go.
Right.
And then if they say, like, you're like, I don't want the kid. And if by for some reason the mom says, well, I don't want the kid either. I don't know. Give it up for adoption.
Right.
There's a million different ways to go about it.
What happened to stepping out for a pack of smokes?
Right. Yeah, right? Just disappear. I was watching Canadian Dateline last night because I'm out of all
got
the American
ones. Got a wife
and
kid in Baltimore, Jack. Nobody listens to Springsteen anymore.
Right.
Just Jesus
leave.
Christ, he told you how to do it.
Just go.
Took a wrong turn.
I saw a woman.
Never came back.
I saw a woman. She brought.
Sucking on a chili dog.
I knew it was coming. I was just waiting for it. I knew it was coming. This woman, she was sleeping with some other guy, and she had two kids, and she's married. She comes home and uses a katana sword to kill her husband. She was thinking it would look like a suicide. He's asleep. So she's like, if I get him while he's on his back asleep, I'll just stab him in the chest. It'll look like he... What are you talking about? Just get a divorce. By the way, he woke up, surprise, surprise, when she stabbed him, started fighting back, and she hacked him like 137 times, and then went and smothered the kids. I'm like, what? Because you wanted to sleep with this guy. And this was her thing, too. The guy that she had been having sex with, he's like, I can't see myself dating someone who's married with kids. This is not what he meant, ma'am. He didn't mean like, oh, you killed your husband and your kids are dead? Now I can date you. What he's saying is he doesn't want to date you. He just wants to sleep with you. It's not because your kids are alive. And, I mean, it sort of
it is.
But, right, but
well,
this isn't going to fix it. This isn't going to fix
it.
It
is,
because
though.
They exist.
Well, I mean,
right.
It would fix
it's
it.
Because they exist.
If she didn't get caught, it would have literally fixed it.
No, but I'm saying...
She'd be not married and she wouldn't have any kids.
But I don't think this guy's suddenly
going to... I don't think it's worth it if you're saying that, but I mean, if he said, I don't want to marry you because you're... I don't want to date you because
right.
you're married and you have kids... And then she killed her kids and her husband. She would no longer have kids or a husband,
right,
which would
right,
make her
but now she's a murderer.
Right.
Right.
I also
but he
don't
didn't
think
say he wouldn't
want to
date a murderer.
If a true. Guy says, I don't want to date you because you're married and have kids, what he's saying is, I don't actually want to date you. We're just having
well,
sex.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
It could be. And killing
that's
your kids and husband certainly is not a good way to find
it's
out.
It's not worth it, but I'm just saying. You're trying to put
it
out
it,
there.
But, you know.
You're trying to put it out there like a dare officer. I'm just saying, let's be honest. It would handle that situation. But... You know, it causes a lot of other problems when you do that.
It does.
Not worth it.
She got busted. She got blood on her pack of cigarettes. Let that be a lesson to you. She went out for a smoke. She should have just gone out for a smoke and left without killing anybody. Right. Hey,
blood on her smokes.
These states where people are, you know, that have legal weed, which seems like, I don't know, half
blood
the country
on her
now.
Smokes,
not
huh?
just legal, but...
Album name?
Yeah, blood on her smokes. She smoked like...
Blood on the tracks, blood on the smokes.
Cigarettes after sex, it reminds me of.
Cigarettes. Okay, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
What the hell is it called? Oh, a recreational was the word I was looking for. Recreational marijuana legalized in many, many states.
I've heard of it.
And New Jersey's one
the
of them.
The kids love it.
And this is a problem that we've talked about in the past.
The kids love it.
They do, but it's not just the kids. It's the adults, too.
They love it,
and,
too.
Yeah, they do.
Adults love it.
Adults love it, and police love it, apparently.
Police love marijuana, too, huh?
Yeah, well, at least in New
People
Jersey.
People love marijuana.
This sheriff in New Jersey says, look, I've got officers.
You ever smoked marijuana?
No.
Hmm.
I graduated DARE, dude. What the f***? Like, I can't believe you would even look at me like that with a straight face. Jesus Christ, I've got the t-shirt and everything.
All right, sorry.
My mom could be
listening. I didn't know.
Sheriff in New Jersey, he says, look, we're testing officers for marijuana. Either we tell them that they can't smoke it, which I think is what he wants to do. Just say that cops aren't allowed to take part in the legal marijuana.
They're not?
Or, well, that's what he's saying. We should either tell them that they're not allowed to, or we have to stop testing them, which is, this is an issue for not just police officers, but all kinds of people in their jobs. They get drug tested, and the company says, well, yeah, it's the same drug test we've always done. If you get busted, yeah, if you don't pass, right? If even if it's legal, in a lot of states where it's legal, they can still lose their job because there's something that says, you know, you got to pass the drug test. And that's what the sheriff is saying. His cops, his officers have to go through the same thing. So look, we need to figure out the law better because it's not written very well. Can the cops smoke it? If they can smoke it, then we need to stop testing them. And it's not just cops. I would say it's tons of people
Everybody.
That we hear from who have to get drug tested for work.
Hunterdon County Sheriff Frederick Brown is calling on lawmakers to pass a bill that clarifies how the law enforcement community should handle marijuana among officers. He specifically wants to exclude officers from being able to use it.
The other side of that would be to remove marijuana as one of the tested drugs.
That's not having smoking,
and then we wouldn't know unless somebody was showing signs that they were under the influence.
Yeah. So he's saying one or the other. He says he'd prefer, it sounds like, to just tell them that they can't smoke it, but then the other option is just get rid of the testing. And the only way we'd know is if they show up to work stoned, then they can get in trouble, I guess. Just like you can get in trouble if you show up to work drunk.
Sure.
Right? But we know tons of people. Well, not here, but.
Okay. I was like, wow.
Tons of people.
Holy,
have to
yes. Tested.
Yeah, it's
that
rough
in our
out
handbook?
There. It's rough out there.
I've been
not
here for
20
years.
There is no handbook. They don't know you're here.
Okay. Because I was shocked.
Yeah, they think.
That scared me for a second.
A coupon. That's why your check has someone else's name on
change.
It. Yeah. Yeah, well, they will if we don't get our act together and come up with something funny like sucking on chili dogs. We're going to be in a lot of trouble.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking at my computer. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Hey, you can buy Laszlo. Your Pink Floyd, isn't that your favorite band?
Yeah, man.
They do the chili dog song? Isn't that them?
No, I ain't.
Dark Side of the Chili Dog or something? You can buy their whole catalog for $500 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, people do that now. They buy catalogs.
That's probably
and they
not a bad deal.
I was thinking Pink Floyd seems like you could make some money off Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
It's not chili dog money.
I know Dylan just did it for like $300 million or something.
It seems like all those big artists sell it, and then they sell it to some sort of... There's a couple of companies that buy a lot of them.
Did Justin Timberlake just do it?
No, we were just talking about Julian Casablancas did it last week,
was.
I think, with his stuff with the Strokes. It seems like every week there's some new artist. But I just saw Pink Floyd. It's usually that you see that they sold them. This time I saw Pink Floyd's like, ours is for sale if you want to buy it. But and then when I saw the price, it's like, you know, $500 million? I feel like you could make $1 billion on Pink Floyd stuff.
Feels like you could.
Would your kids... Could you imagine your kids, Laszlo... So your oldest is getting into high school now. Could you imagine him getting invited to a party in the 21st century, in the 2020s, where they're going to watch The Wall and smoke weed?
Yes.
Like, is that a thing? That still happens, right?
I'm sure it does.
And watch, what is it, The Wizard of Oz, and listen to Dark Side of the Moon.
And Dark Side, yeah.
I mean, Laszlo used to do that all the time when I first met him.
Stop.
Laszlo was a big, dark... It's all he did.
All the guy did.
And he kept telling me, like, look what I figured out. I'm like, we already know.
And he talked about the roses kissing and eating each other in the world.
I've never even seen it. I'm not really sure who Pink Floyd is. I thought they were the chili dog. But I'm not sure.
So hey, stupid.
Speaking of music grandma liked, do you want to talk to your dead grandmother? Because I sure would like to talk to yours.
Why?
I want to know...
Which one? The one who died at the
Yes,
Old Country
Buffet?
Yes, of course.
I want to know how she feels about you... portraying her last moments as somehow sad when I think they were glorious. It's a good way to go.
She died in an Old Country Buffet.
Exactly.
She had to
like
walk
a
there
queen.
For
like
dinner.
A queen.
Because nobody would go to her house.
Wait a second. Hold on. I don't want to upset anyone. I know your father's passed away, so I know he's not listening, but I don't know who could be listening. But was she the same one who got her head stuck in the toilet?
Different one.
Okay.
Okay. Two different people.
That sucks, man.
You
when
got
your
her
parents
head stuck
get older.
Next to the toilet. You know, she was she was fine.
But then your poor father, it was his mom, right? Didn't he have to?
Yeah, he went over there, saw his mom, fell off the toilet, head down, couldn't get up, pants down. Jesus Christ.
Was he just going over there to check on her?
I think he hadn't talked to her, like, you know, because they were pretty tight, you know? Like, they were close, so they would talk all the time. Like, he moved to Florida, I think, just to take care of her, to be honest with you, and go over there and check on her. And then he got sick, so it all went down, went to my mom. My mom had to take care of two old people falling off the toilet all the time.
And one's
She's not related to either one of them.
Right.
Her mother died with some class at Old Country Buffet, face down a pile of soup.
So that was her mom.
Yeah, that was her mom.
Okay, she died at Old Country Buffet. Which
my mom could be listening. That side of the family is the one who's probably like, Jesus
Well, I don't
Christ.
Think your mom has anything to be
I
upset about.
I texted her one time. I said, is it an Old Country Buffet? Because you brought the story, and she was like, "You're a sick person."
Yeah, I remember that. I don't know why she gets so mad about that.
A sick person.
Like 6 million ways to die. That seems like one of the better ones. I don't know. I get it. Walking there sucks that she couldn't get a ride. And that she wasn't in some sort of assisted living that offered her a ride.
She was in an apartment in Westland.
Right.
She had to walk across the parking lot to an old country buffet, and she died in it. Jesus, man.
The way you told the story the first couple times, it really struck me as,
that's what happened.
I know, but she fell in her soup.
She was like 4'3". I'm not lying to you. And she had purple hair, Julia. I'm not lying to you. She dyed her hair. She was a pretty hip old lady. She used to go to Vegas all the time.
I thought the purple hair for old ladies was because they use that special shampoo.
Smoked Pall Malls, went to Vegas.
Her and I sound a lot alike.
Had Gucci luggage. Hair.
Yeah. Vegas.
Wanted to move in with everybody, and everybody's like, no, you can't, so they got an apartment.
That's the worst. She's asking if she can move in. Like, I could sure use some help, and everyone's like, we'd rather pay
for
you to not
live with
us. Well,
she did live with my aunt and uncle for like 20 years and was just brutal to my uncle. Yeah. Lived in this house and wouldn't talk to him. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, and you're married?
That side of the family is super pissed right now. I'm talking about this.
Well, hey.
She lived with him for like 20 years. And just call him an asshole every day. Hated him.
And that was her biological kid?
No, that was her son-in-law.
Okay, so it was her in-law. I mean, that whole...
Told my dad, I want to move in with you, which would have been her in-law,
right,
too.
Right.
And he was like, no.
Not happening.
What happened with Bill. I ain't going through that.
Worked hard to make sure I can afford
and
a place
he's like,
for
every
you to
day
live.
I got to fight my kid. I'm having fisticuffs out in the front lawn with this youngster.
That being you.
Yeah.
I understand that you want to take care of your parents as they get
older. So they
got
her, everybody pitched in and got her an apartment.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
But they couldn't
go over there every day, so she went over to the old country buffet and died.
And died over there.
Yeah.
Peacefully.
Right.
With a full stomach.
Well, it's not like she wasn't loved. I mean, they took care of her. Well, I don't know. She died at the beginning or the end, to be honest with you. I don't know.
She could have just sat down. Either way, the anticipation. She's either anticipating a great meal or she's just stuffed herself with a great meal.
Yeah, either. I'm not sure, though.
But it's not like she was at home thinking, gosh, I wish I could make it to the old country buffet. No one will take me. I'm hungry. And then she died of hunger.
I mean, she may have got to the old country buffet and said, I'm at the old country buffet in Westland, Michigan by myself. Maybe I could have been nicer to people. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's where you start contemplating.
That's the problem. There's no consequences in life. You're rude to people, you're mean, and you still end up at a great place. The manager's probably nice to you. He sees you regularly, right? And you're eating all-you-can-eat buffets. It's like royalty.
He said he called the ambulance, so I guess.
The manager did?
Yeah.
And he's like, we see this daily.
I don't know if he said that, but I assume. I can only assume.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you how we can talk to your dead grandmother coming up. I'm very excited about this.
Do we have to go to the old country buffet?
Nope. Don't have to leave your home.
We don't?
Nope.
I think they closed them all, didn't they?
I don't know. The one by my old house closed for sure. Are they all gone?
I don't think there's just Golden Corrals anymore.
I feel like those buffets fell out of favor because of people like Lazo.
The pandemic and people dying at them.
It was even before the pandemic.
They were going a little bit out of favor, but the pandemic really hit them.
You talk so much trash on these buffets and taking your kids to buffets and how they cried because it wasn't good enough steak or something. I don't remember.
That's not
or
true.
The chocolate fountain wasn't good enough. That's what it was.
My kid was watching the Mickey Mouse show every day, and the goddamn Golden Corral's advertising during it.
I love that they're advertising on the Mickey Mouse.
Of course they do, because they show kids putting bananas underneath the chocolate fountain. And he's like, this place looks like heaven. And I'm like, yeah, and the commercial does look like heaven. And he's like, I want to go. And I'm like, all right, we'll go one day. But I was never going to take him, but every day, begs and begs and begs. So finally, one day, I'm like, dude, I think...
It'd be a good life lesson.
Anything I want, I was still married, so I think I just wanted to get out of the house.
Okay.
So I was like, whatever you want to do, man, please, God, let's go do it. And he's like, Old Country Buffet. I'm like, I gotcha. We drove like 30 minutes to get to an Old Country Buffet, and we ate, and then we left, and he said, that is not what it looked like in the commercial. And I said, no, man.
That's life.
You just got a lesson in life. These sons of bitches will lie to you every time they get a chance.
Capitalism, my man.
So he hates it. My youngest now, he was like, we would talk about it all the time, about how bad it was. And he was like, I want to try it. I want to go. We go. He's like, this is the greatest place ever.
Okay, see? A kindred spirit.
The Church of Laszlo.
What are you doing?
I'm figuring out how to talk to your dead granny.
Yeah.
What'd you call her? Nama?
Mama,
Mama.
What are you saying?
What do people call their grandmothers?
Meemaw.
Meemaw.
We didn't call her Mima.
Did you call her?
I think we call her Grandma. Maybe Graham.
Maybe Graham.
Yeah, I think maybe somebody couldn't say Grandma all the way together, so we just called her Graham, maybe. I don't know. My other one we called Grandma. She was from England. She was real proper.
She's the toilet?
Huh?
She's the toilet woman?
Toilet.
Okay. The British, I didn't expect that. For some reason, I thought the British woman, I always get it backwards, was the one who died in the soup.
No.
But the British one got her head.
The British woman would not have walked to Old Country Buffet by herself.
Okay.
That wasn't happening.
She didn't like it. Like, she was not an Old Country Buffet person, probably.
No.
She was above it. Okay. Well, I'm sure you watched all of Amazon's Mars conference, where they gave all their updates on their technology. You know, it's just like when Apple does one of their big press conferences to announce, oh, look, another iPad. Well, Amazon was talking about all their different retail leaps in technology, but the main thing that everyone is talking about is Alexa, because they always give updates on Alexa. A lot of people use Alexa. According to this thing I was watching, Amazon says that 30% of household smart home interactions are initiated with Alexa, which I actually thought was low. If you asked me to guess what the percentage was, I would think that it's like 80%
Alexa. I'd love to get my house set up for that, but anyway,
I thought you use lots of Alexas.
I do, but I don't have like the whole house thing, you know? Like, my nephew, I think, was telling me that he's got it set up somehow. Like, on his way home, the outside lights turn on. It just knows where his car is. And then he pulls up. When he pulls up, the door unlocks and the lights turn on.
Sick.
Like, I need that. Yeah. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, mom definitely has all the stuff set up where it turns all the lights on.
Well, your mom's got that thing where the camera turns on.
Okay,
which is fine.
Yeah.
As soon as you clap. Well, it's not really a clap, more of a slap.
Mm-hmm.
A slapper, they call it.
I know, it's rude, isn't it? And Julie, you think
too much?
You
have
think
I gone
all
too
the
far?
Time
really?
About,
no, I
did
just,
I just
like,
need to stop me?
And my mom listens. You think you've got it bad, Julie, because you're like, oh, my mom might have heard me say I don't want to have sex with Justin Timberlake and how bad that would be. Meanwhile, Laz is talking about slapping my mother and how it activates a sex cam.
Hey, we just
in the
talked
house.
For an hour about my grandmother dying in an Old Country Buffet.
That happened. That actually happened. No, it didn't.
The equivalent is slapping his mom's ass.
Anyhow.
Anyway.
During this conference, they were talking about all these things that they're planning on doing with Alexa, including making it more lifelike. And, you know, making it capable of performing new tasks, like turning on sex cams, I suppose, although I didn't hear them mention that. I'm sure there's a way to do that already. But the big thing that people are talking about is that they can take the Amazon technology and bring back your dead relatives, sort of. So the example that they use is a child asking for their grandmother, their dead grandmother, to read them The Wizard of Oz. Mama, read me The Wizard of Oz. And then it recognizes the request, and Alexa's voice changes to the voice of the dead grandmother and
starts
reading it.
How do they know what your dead grandmother sounds like?
It says the new feature could make memories last. This is the guy who was giving this press conference, who works for Amazon. And while the latest technology may bring warm and fuzzy memories from loved ones, others are concerned about ethical and security concerns that could arise from the new feature. In a conversation with the Washington Post, Chief Executive of Social Proof Security, Rachel Tobach, discussed her concerns. Quote, I don't feel our world is ready for user-friendly voice cloning technology. What it reminded me of immediately, Lazo, was the Ebert, right? Remember when Roger Ebert
had
surgery?
That didn't sound like Roger Ebert.
No, it did. Remember they got his voice.
Okay.
It was his voice. It was.
Yeah. Well, it was not.
Later.
Great.
It wasn't in the beginning, but later on they got his voice, and then it became Roger Ebert. And what they did was
the same thing this
does.
It's like the deepfakes. If you have enough hours of
someone
talking, you can make them say
anything.
Well, they need less and less of it now to get there.
Yeah.
Which the concern is not only is it, you know, a little eerie, I suppose.
They're doing it at Holocaust
museums. I hate it.
Oh, really?
They're doing it at a Holocaust museum. So what they're doing is so someone who survived the Holocaust, right? They're now going in and they're putting all those points you see where they do for, I guess, animation or movies or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they're putting together these holograms with all those points, and then they're sitting down with someone, and that person is interviewing them.
Oh my God.
For like 20 hours, and they've already got it to where like this guy passed away. But what they do now is now that guy sits on stage, right? And the audience can get up and ask him questions, and he answers. Because he's able to understand parts of the question and then give the answer because he's been interviewed so many times.
Wow.
And
that's crazy, right? But cool.
It's cool.
I like the idea of your grandma being able to read you a bedtime story or something, right?
I don't.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
Is it?
Because
yeah,
I feel
know.
Like also they're never like... So what are they doing? Collecting like little pieces of the conversation and then
they have it. Yes, that's what they
are they imitating the voice?
They're using what we assume they're doing, according to this article, is using just like Snow Cone's talking about, just like they did with Roger Ebert. They use samples of someone's voice.
Okay,
and then they can
create. My mind is like the grandma would have to record it before she passed.
Well, and then I worry that they're like, back. Oh, your grandma, she used to use an Alexa all the time. We've got hundreds of hours because like my mom, and I'm not saying that they said that.
Okay,
but I'm wondering, and they also didn't give an actual timeline of when the feature would be available for regular Alexa users. But the person who's worried about it that was being interviewed for the Washington Post, she was being interviewed for the Washington Post, she said that she's worried that criminals could use this to replicate somebody's voice. They get a voice sample. They use that to impersonate other individuals. Then the bad actor can trick others into believing that they are any person that they are impersonating, which can lead to fraud, data loss, account takeover, and more. Obviously, calling and saying, hey, you know, it's me. I'm at the DMV. They need your social security number. What is it?
You go. Yeah. What does that have to do with Amazon?
They're saying they
can do that anyway.
Right. This is new. It's just kind of like the deepfake thing when it first came out, and they're like, oh, this is a possibility now. It's Photoshop, but for video.
Right.
Which I know that as soon as the deepfake stuff became a concern, there were all these groups trying to figure out, can we come up with a technology that can determine whether or not something is deepfake?
Right.
And just within the last few weeks, some university said, we've got it. It gets it 95% of the time or 99%
of the time. Here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had the capability, well, not always, but for quite some time now, to record our voices.
Right.
So I'm sure people, if they want their grandma to read them a story, they could just ask, grandma, why can't they just do that themselves?
Right.
Is it something that we just don't do and we don't ask? We've forgotten to ask. We forget about it. Later on, we think this would have been a good idea. Because your dad passed away. Did you ask him to say anything? You could have.
Right.
Right? You could have said, Dad, I don't know if I'm going to have kids. Would you read this story or would you talk about that time? Tell this story. So, like, we could have, right? I've heard of companies that will interview people before they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll put it, you know, on some sort of lasting, right, recorded device.
Yep. My ex-wife and I went out with my dad when he was sick and got this whole – there was a bunch of questions I wanted answered. And then she wrote it all down. And we saved it all as a document just because I know my memory sucks. And it was a lot of stuff that I'd not heard him talk about before. I didn't ask for his voice. We did have tapes that we'd recorded.
Did he write it down or did
stuff.
You just ask him? You interviewed
him. We were
him.
Asking him questions, yeah.
And I didn't even think to do that.
Yeah, we just asked it because it was stuff like that. I know, weren't you engaged at one point? Stuff like that. My mom wasn't there. So I thought, okay, she's out of town. I want to ask my dad all these questions. So I went and did that. I think with this, it would be like, if you're using the example, I have kids. They never got to meet my dad. If I had that recording, they could hear it. With this, it would be the same thing, except that they could be reading books that they never read. They could be telling jokes that they never told. You know, that's part of what makes it eerie, I assume, to a lot of people. But half of it has got to be that, oh, someone could impersonate my voice now, and they could use it for fraudulent purposes. The other part is like, why is Dad reading Harry Potter? He died before it ever came out. That sort of thing. Which, I mean, it's Black Mirror, and everyone was quick to say, Black Mirror is reality now. Yeah, but did you really think this wasn't going to happen? Once they get it figured out, of course it was going to happen. We knew that this was coming. And yes, I know Black Mirror did an episode about it. But doesn't mean like, hey, they made a Black Mirror, so there's no way this will happen now because we've been warned. There's all kinds of stuff in sci-fi that we assume is coming. And then as soon as they figure it out, they still do. And a lot of times it turns out to be good, you know, more good than bad. For this.
This doesn't bother me. Does it bother you?
I don't have an Alexa. Because the whole thing bothers me a little bit. That's separate from, you know, a dead person talking to me. The idea of, like, my dad's voice being recreated. The only thing that I thought when I was hearing this was, if it recreated my dad's voice and it was wrong, but because I haven't heard my dad's voice in 8 years, that maybe I'm like, yeah, that's what he sounded like. And then I'm kind of misremembering, but still it's something. And in my mind, I go, yeah, that's what he sounded like.
And why did he call you
had
a name for you or something, right?
Booger.
Rugger. So what if you just had on your Alexa to say, like, hey, good night, Booger.
Right.
Would that bother you? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hear it, but yeah, it's weird because he's not there. But
I think it might be nice, comforting at some time.
I can see why people would. And obviously, Amazon thinks so. They think that kids might want to have a...
And maybe it's just little things they would say. You know, I don't know what it is. Like, in times of trouble and your dad's gone, wouldn't you be like, ah, Dad, what am I going to do? And maybe he'd just be like, you got this.
Right.
You were built for this. Something that he would say that, you know, maybe just a couple... That'd be nice, right? Like, to me, I don't know. It doesn't have to be... read me a bedtime story, but having some of those things around that you could put together that would help you get through the day, maybe. Probably not. You know, I don't see why it's awful.
I feel like most people must be freaked out about this threat of what she called bad actors, using it for fraud. Otherwise, you just think it's eerie, which I totally understand. I'm sure the first time somebody saw a video or heard a voice on a phonograph, whatever the hell it was called, they probably thought, that's eerie. How am I hearing your voice when you're standing right here?
That part I don't understand. We're just going to go around in circles. Yeah. You're talking, if I wanted to get something that imitated Julia's voice, I could just go to Instagram and pull every word, or you on Instagram, or anyone on Instagram or social media whatsoever who have been talking, and pull those words and put them together and put together a sentence. I could find that for most people in the world.
Yeah, you could do that. That would take a long time. I think the difference would be if you asked Julia to tell you a story and she tells a story she's never told, that certainly makes it more likely that you would do that, is all I'm saying. Sure, you could take an audiobook, cut it up, and put words together and make people say different things. But the difference here would be, hey, Grandma, read me The Wizard of Oz, and she
but
starts reading a book
she never
read.
But they're worried about that because of bad actors using the voice. But I could already be a bad actor with your voice.
Yes, I get that. I think
so
it's a little
bit wrong.
Well, okay, but the difference would be if you're gonna go cut up pieces and hope that you can predict. You're talking about like a prank call kind of thing where you put clips on a soundboard and hope that you know what they're gonna say, right?
Well,
which
that.
Is rudimentary. You can sort of do that.
Yeah.
I assume that Amazon is selling this as being a little better than that, and that it'll be able to. And that's why this woman talking to Washington Post is worried
right.
that it could just say whatever it needs to say. It can respond when you're saying why you're at the DMV. It has an answer. Instead of going, okay, let me cut these words out.
Forget it, because I don't think we're getting it. We're not understanding each other. Unless you're thinking Amazon is the bad actor that's going to be using this, right, then someone's going to have to be cutting up these words anyway.
I think they're just worried about the cloning. She's talking about voice cloning technology in general. That's what she seemed to be focused on. So this is an example. And you're saying we already have voice cloning.
Call a goddamn tape recorder!
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's called a tape recorder. It's an interesting new name for it called voice cloning.
Yeah.
It's called a tape recorder, right?
Well, she did use the term user-friendly, so maybe she'd say what you're talking about isn't user-friendly voice cloning. I mean, you are cloning someone's voice.
We've gone too far in the future that we just forgotten to hit play and record on a goddamn cassette recorder.
The Church of Laszlo.
My man, Nick Wright, FS1, how are you?
Doing outstanding. How are you guys?
Good. It's a big day for you, isn't it? We were talking about the NBA draft tonight.
NBA draft is tonight. The Nets might be losing Kyrie Irving. Kevin Durant might demand a trade. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL. Another one of your beloved players probably did a sham retirement in the NFL. God damn, man. Tom Brady and Michael Jordan just ruin everything.
Why?
They've now ruined, because they've ruined what it means to retire. You know, back in my day, except for boxers, you know, retirement, you were done. But then Jordan retired twice and it was fake. And then Brady's like, oh,
how
I can
old do that were you when
too.
Jordan
retire
retired? Like 12? I mean, you're younger than me. We were pretty young when he
when
retired.
When Jordan retired the first time?
Yeah.
I was 8 and a half.
Okay.
When he retired the second time, I was 13.
So back in your day when you were 6, people really meant it when they got retired, is what you're saying.
I'm an old soul.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. I get that.
I don't know if you knew that. And then Tom Brady's like, hey, I'll retire for 6 weeks, try to get to a different team. And now Gronk retires.
Why does that bother you so much?
Because words matter.
I think it's fun. I know, but I think it's funny, like, try to get to a different team. I've known you for, like, 10 years. You've worked for 6 different companies.
Yeah, but here's what I've never done.
What?
I've never.
Just quit? Because I've seen you do that.
No, you haven't.
I've seen you. Well, I've seen you walk.
I've honored all my contracts.
Boy, not honorably all the time.
Oh, you're wrong, sir.
I've seen you have a job when get a job when you've had a job.
Well, that is correct. And if we would like to rehash my negotiations, that's fine. But I will tell you right now, I think we can say it because these people have now since retired, I assume, in shame. But they opted to let my contract expire.
That is true.
Because I wanted, God forbid, you know, I think I wanted a raise from my 10 cents above the federal minimum wage I was being paid. And they were like, I don't know that we need to give it to you.
Yeah.
And so I was operating.
They drove a hard bargain.
And then when I left Houston, I had an out specifically for a national television opportunity.
Hey, I'm just saying, it's like you like all these things. You like to leave. But, you know, you get mad at Brady for wanting to, too.
I don't mind Brady wanting to leave. I didn't criticize him for leaving New England. I did criticize him for saying he was retiring to spend more time with his family when it was just a ploy to get to another team.
You don't know that.
He was under contract.
Maybe he retired, went and hung out with them for a while, and was like, peace, Okay. Rather, I don't,
you know,
like
that a, actually.
This is a little bit too much.
Okay, that actually brings me to what I really wanted to talk about, because okay. I am fully caught up on the podcast.
Okay.
For the first time ever. Not ever, but in a long time. So I can actually bring, a lot of times I'm listening to something on the podcast, I'm like, oh, I want to talk about this. But it was something you guys talked about 3 weeks ago, so I'm like, ah, I can't really just bring it up. But I just finished yesterday's show.
Okay.
So, Laszlo, you and I, we got to talk about relationships, buddy. I think you've closed the door too hard. And I don't think Slim and Snow Cone are the people to convince you. But I think maybe I can.
Okay.
That just maybe open your eyes and open your heart that the right one might be out there for you.
That's all I've been trying to tell him. Maybe she exists.
Maybe she exists because, like, what you just need, and I feel like if you were to meet the right one, you're like, oh my God, she loves baseball and, like, you know, is into the things I'm into and also isn't too needy, all these things, you would very quickly be like, ah, I'll probably screw this up, so let me just napalm it from the beginning.
Sure.
And I'm saying...
You know me so well.
You might... I do, because I love you. In fact, listen, speaking of relationships, as you know, my wife and I have been married for almost 10 years, but we didn't have a real wedding because we didn't have any money, because those bastards at 610 in Kansas City wouldn't pay me, so I couldn't afford it. So for our 10-year anniversary, we're going to have a real wedding in Kansas City.
You are.
And my wife would, next year. And my wife is like, okay, she's like, you need to have 7 people. I'm like, to come? No problem. She's like, no, in the wedding. I'm like, I need 7 friends? I'm like, I don't have 7 friends. And she's like, sure you do. I'm like, I don't think you. I was like, I need 7 people to stand up with me at the wedding. She's like, at least 6. And the first and the 2 of the first 3 people she mentioned are people involved with, well, I guess 3 of the first 3, because she said Laszlo, Slim Fast, and Danny. I'm like, so it's just going to be like my wedding brought to you by the Church of Laszlo. But the point is, she looked at you guys. She's like, I know those are your friends. And then she just started mentioning famous people who aren't really my friends, but I think she wants
that's
in the
way to go.
She was
yeah.
like, she was like, don't you think you should? She's like, at least invite Dan Patrick. I'm like, I'm not inviting Dan Patrick. She's like, no, you should. I think he'd come. I was like, he wouldn't come. She's like, he might send a gift. I'm like, are you out of your mind? But that's not the point. The point is this.
I love you. You should invite LeBron and Maverick and all right. those guys.
Well, you know what's funny? I'm actually going to see Maverick tonight because he's in New York for Kevin Love's wedding. Now, when he told me that, was I a little like, ooh. I didn't get the invite there, did I? That sucks. That's all right. Don't worry about it. I can still hang out with Maverick post Kevin Love wedding. That's right. Not the problem. The thing is this. I, you know, at some point, you know, your boy's going to be out of the house. Now, there is a chance, I would say, maybe even a decent chance, that, and I'm not going to name which one, that one of your boys ends up being a professional baseball player and your life just becomes going to literally all of his games.
Yeah.
In which case, you know what? I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But that would be awesome and you would do it.
Yeah.
You would absolutely just travel around the
yes.
country going to his game.
In a Volvo station wagon. Sounds.
Yeah, you would have a. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
You would have a small.
And whichever one makes it, the other one can go with me.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's a lot of pressure to put on these kids. And maybe one of them will be like, Pops, I'm not into it. And you're going to be like, God damn, this was my whole...
Man, we don't have a plan B, boys.
Right. And I'm not even talking money-wise. I think if you're one of your boys was in the minors for 8 years
yeah.
making nothing, you would go to all the games.
Absolutely. And practice.
And practice
absolutely.
For sure.
I know you would. I know you would. But there's a chance...
But I wouldn't want to embarrass him, so I'd just stay in my car at practice.
That's fine, but there's a chance that one of your boys breaks your heart by deciding, Dad, I've fallen in love and I want to start a family.
I'm before he becomes a professional baseball player?
Yeah,
I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
That's what I'm saying. So, because of that, I just think, can Julia hear me? Is Julia here today?
Yeah.
Is she interviewing? Hi, Julia.
Hi.
You remember how you did that totally cool and totally woke hot dad contest?
Yes.
That Laszlo did well in.
Uh-huh.
Can you do a new contest, like a find Laszlo's perfect match? like a bachelorette for Laszlo.
Like Laszlo's shot
Can
at
we
love.
Do that?
Yeah, like he's Laszlo, tequila.
See, this is Laszlo's last shot at love. I like it. I think it's smart. I think we could get, you know, we could certainly get people applying from, you know, Detroit, Las Vegas, and Kansas City. There's a lot of things that could happen. And I think it could open his eyes up because I don't want, I heard that segment. And not only was Laszlo anti-relationship, he seemed to intentionally be trying to seed doubt in the minds of Slim Fast and Snow Cone at how happy are you really?
Well, like, he does it every day.
But Nick, I see you. You're happy. I see these two, and don't like. If I hung out with you every day, I'd be like, man, marriage sounds good. But when I hang out with these two guys every day, I'm like, you guys look real sad. Real sad. Like every day you come in real sad.
But so here's the thing, and I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but that's not indicative of my relationship being better. That's indicative of me being rich. I am pretty happy. So, like, there's just that is, I promise you, Slimfast's relationship doesn't change at all. If on just a humbug one day, he bought the Chevy Tahoe he's always wanted, you'd be like, God damn, Slim, your relationship's going great. And he's like, I don't know, I haven't talked to her in a few days.
You're right. I do see your wife. I do see your wife a lot on Instagram, like in Barbados, and you're not there.
I'm not there. No, it's just like she needs some time away. It's like, okay.
All right, so Nick, if I become rich and I can send my hot wife to Barbados, then maybe I'm in. Okay.
Well, you're halfway there. I mean, you're Kansas City rich already. Like, you don't need to be New York rich. So I'm just saying that we need to. I just want there to be a slight opening, just a slight opening to where you will consider it, because I think the right woman can come around, and all of a sudden, old Laszlo is, you know, it's like, hey, instead of being like, hey guys, gotta go, got baseball practice, it's like, hey guys, gotta go, it's my girlfriend's birthday, I'm gonna surprise her. Like, could you imagine? Could you consider that?
Maybe nauseous, no? Just hearing it. Nauseous.
Well, Julia, can you set up the contest?
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I feel like, and we can open it up to anyone. I feel like a few of your friends are just far enough along their road to alcoholism that Laszlo can save them. He's like, I've been
mine.
There. Like, well, I mean, I just assume that, you know what I mean, birds of a feather type of thing. But yeah, like that.
What are you trying to do?
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help my friends.
Well,
that's
thank
all.
You.
Okay, that's all. That's why I wanted to call. I wouldn't draft.
Nick,
right
I
away,
think it's very nice of you. And look, there was, I even tweeted it the other day. There was a moment when I went in to get my root canal and they said, hey, we need your emergency contact number. And I went,
oh, I meant to tell you.
I don't Bonita. Have one. I literally Bonita, do not have buddy. An emergency contact number.
Ouch. You could use me.
Who's your emergency contact number? I'm like, Slim Fast, like it, that's sad. Like it's sad. Like that's worse than
not according to you. According to you, it's great. Life is great.
I'm just saying I don't have one. So that was an eye opening moment. It was liberating too. Like I tweeted, like going to breakfast alone. It was like I don't have an emergency contact number because I don't need one. Right? I mean, you know. So there was a moment, but there was a moment where you're like, oh, I really don't have one of these.
Yeah. So here's the thing on that. First of all, put Slim Fast down as your emergency contact. Put me down as the guarantor. Those things are now taken care of. And then just consider the idea that as much fun as the casual sex after drinking at your kitchen counter has been for the last, I don't know, 8 years, then there might be something more. There might be a next level of emotion that you are now mature enough to evolve into. That's
I will explore those emotions, Nick. I promise.
Okay. All right. I love you guys.
Love you, man.
See
you
later. See ya.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Laszlo.
What?
Sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah, sucking on a chili dog.
Remember the first time?
The first time I sucked on a chili dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
You
like chili dogs?
Of course. Does someone not like chili dogs?
Julia, you like a good chili dog?
Mm. I'm not really a hot dog gal.
Why is your how are you doing that? She's talking, but her lips aren't moving. Wait, is the screen frozen?
Oh, it's frozen. Yeah, that's why I was slowly talking. It looks like I'm talking to a dead person in there.
I was like, dude, she's really good at
so
that.
So people don't know, we're all in different states, and it doesn't matter where we are, but I can see Julia through, you know, some sort of... It's I don't know what Sunpass uses. He doesn't use Zoom.
We actually just wait until we match
whatever
our chat room.
Party app is. House party app. And then, right. Whatever app he decided to use. And then sometimes she just freezes, but she's talking, but her mouth doesn't move then, and it freaks you out. You're like, what is happening?
And now we lost her. I got to roulette through all these people again until I find her. Ah, there you are. Okay, good. She's back.
Penis, penis, penis. There she is.
So chili dogs.
Yeah, chili dogs.
At sucking on them.
Yep.
The first time.
I sucked on a chili dog.
Yeah, you were probably looking forward to it. You've been waiting your whole life for that moment. Probably your whole life for a long time. But there were probably things that surprised you about sucking on a chili dog the first time. Things that you weren't expecting, even though people told you how great it was going to be.
Yeah.
When you finally did it. You thought, wow, no one told me about this part of sucking on a chili dog. I don't know what those things are for you, but I've got the internet's top things that they were surprised by that first time, and we're going to go through them, and then we're going to be done. So you better enjoy it. You better love it. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be an excellent conversation. I can tell Laz is looking forward to it. He's drinking energy drinks, sucking on chili dogs, and we're going to do this. And Julia's unfrozen. Are you ready for this, Lazo?
I am ready.
What surprised you about the first time?
I had a chili dog?
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember. Maybe just how great the combination of them all were.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you weren't expecting it. You know, somebody put mustard on it and onions. You're like, man, it's a combination. It
smells like onions.
Putting that in your mouth is delicious. It's like a party in your mouth, man. The Church of Laszlo. You hate what?
Oh. This is the last thing we're doing.
You just said you hated something.
I know, and I thought it was funny. Just stop.
Okay.
Made myself laugh. Hey, the first time. You weren't expecting it. We were talking about this earlier. Never had a chili dog before. Chili dog was a euphemism for sex. I don't know if you picked up on that.
I didn't.
The first time you had sex.
I really was talking about chili dogs.
I know you were.
I didn't pick up on the euphemism. It still fit.
It fit perfectly.
The combination.
It worked wonderfully.
I think, yeah.
You said you weren't expecting all that oniony stuff.
I had no idea you guys were talking about
explosion
sex.
Explosion in your mouth. Yeah. Anyway.
I had no idea. I thought you were just talking about chili dogs.
So they asked...
Did you know they were talking about sex, Julia?
Yeah.
You did? I really didn't.
What surprised you about sex? You weren't expecting...
All the tears.
Again, we're not talking about chili dogs anymore, Lazo. We're talking about sex.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, those onions. We talked about... You mentioned that earlier. The things that most surprised people about sex that they weren't expecting, that no one prepared them for, are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
The first one, I start at the bottom, always. I'm always a bottom, and then I work my way up.
You never left bottom.
Okay.
What?
He never left being a bottom.
I'm always a bottom. I always have been.
And not a power bottom.
I don't even know what that means. Why bother being a bottom if you're going to put effort into it? So, I'm a glass half full kind of bottom, and at least... All right, anyway.
All right.
Starting here. Lazo, you're going to love this one. It's your favorite one on the list, I can already tell. They say sex is better with someone you love. No one can prepare you for that. I disagree with that.
Of course it's wrong.
That's silly. I mean, not that it can't be, but the idea that it's always better. That's ridiculous. Now, it can be awkward with someone sometimes, but it can also be a lot of fun with someone new. You just don't know. That's sex. That's kind of life, right? Sometimes you have sex with someone you never had sex with before, and it's not as good as sex with other people. That's like every other thing in life. That doesn't mean that it's always better with someone
that's some sort of Puritan garbage that they tried to teach you so that you weren't running around having sex with rich people's wives.
Right.
That's why they told you that. And so we've just kind of lived with that. The proof is in the sex that you have. When you first start dating someone, you have sex all the time. You're not in love with them then. You're just dating them. But then you get in love with them and you fall in love with them and you slowly stop having as much sex as you did when you first met. You know why? Because they're not a stranger anymore. Right. Sex with a stranger is the best. It's exciting. It's like fireworks. You don't know if it's going to happen or not. You have no idea where this is headed. It's exciting. It's like getting to the cliff and not knowing whether you're going to go off the cliff or not. That's the best part.
And the people who text and say, Lazo, we have sex just as much now. I feel sorry for you then, because I feel sorry for at least one of you, probably both of you. I don't know what's going on here and what I feel
you
more sorry for.
You literally said that yesterday.
What? Do you have sex just as often?
Yeah, you were like defending that hard.
Right. She did. Right. He just likes to argue with me when it comes to those things.
Yes, I was trying to make a point.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, there's no,
no
way I have sex.
Sex
as often
with a stranger
now.
Is not as good. And I'm like,
are you sure I said I have sex as often? That was when when we first started dating?
Julia's right. I said, you said, well, people who are in a relationship, Lazlo, they have more sex than people.
You
oh, they get laid. Yes, yes. Okay,
yeah,
that's right.
No.
They said the people who
and I said,
can
no,
go
because
a year.
You meet a girl, you're
in a relationship
17 times in the first week.
Yes.
That you don't have sex 17 times in a year.
Yes. That thing said that those people were single.
You knocked out a full year's worth of sex with a stranger.
Right. Those people were saying that there were single people who said that they've gone a whole year without having sex. But if you're saying, do you have more sex in the beginning of a relationship than you do later on? Yes. If I said otherwise, then I was definitely trying to argue with you. The next one, again, this is what surprised people the first time. How sleepy you get after sex. Like in the movies, people will go to bed or they talk about going to bed, but how absolutely tired it makes you and how you just, all those chemicals are rushing and boom, you're out. Sure, I guess. I mean, you can be relaxed after sex, but I don't know that just puts you out. What, you're not? I'm very relaxed after sex.
I just don't want to talk.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You
don't feel good after sex? You don't
feel
relaxed?
Good, but you don't want to talk. You want to go to sleep.
No, what I'm saying, even if the person leaves, like, you feel relaxed. You might go to sleep, right? You're tired.
If the person leaves, you probably get up and go have a cigarette, maybe have a drink.
You sleep better.
You do sleep better, yeah. It does.
I
feel like it's relaxing.
But the reason why, because you don't want to talk, right?
Lazo, because you hate them, right? Because they hate
because you.
Hate
them. But after you have sex, aren't you quiet?
That's
or
all
you
roll
over and start talking about politics or something.
This relationship's over.
There's
now.
Nothing
it's
else
done.
To say.
The next one on the list is that practice does not make perfect. They learned that about sex. And I guess that's true. You should probably have some time to yourself to maybe do a little, you know, research. If you feel like you're not good at something, you do get better at sex, obviously, from experience. But I get what these people are saying. You're not automatically going to become magical in bed just because you have sex frequently. You could probably research that stuff. Sex ed would probably be good, which we don't get in this country, but I'm sure you can look that stuff up on Pornhub or YouTube. I don't think guys are usually known for spending a lot of time researching how to become better lovers, like how to be better in bed, how to be more pleasurable, how to pleasure the opposite sex better or the same sex.
Well, sure, the more you do it, the better you're at.
Right, they're saying that it doesn't make perfect, though, which I get. You do need, or you could use,
practical
I'm sure.
experience helps.
That's I know, and they're not arguing that.
The first
they're
time
saying
you
it
had it,
perfect.
You put a bag on your
I agreed.
Wiener.
I totally
I'm
agreed.
The second
you're
time
arguing
you
with me.
You
I agreed.
Condom,
oh,
better.
My God,
I
you
agreed
guys.
With, I said that, okay?
You're doing so much today.
The next one is, that when it's over, in the movies, everyone just rolls over, and then they kind of go to bed. But in real life, when it's over, you kind of waddle into the bathroom and you got to do the whole cleanup thing that they don't talk about that. In the movies, they don't teach you about that in school. That's true. Again, you're looking at me like you don't do that. You don't have to go to the bathroom and get cleaned up or do the whole go and get the towel
girls
thing.
Have to go pee.
Yeah, girls have to go to the bathroom
pee.
And go
what
pee.
What are you
right?
doing? You got to go
You got to go
too?
Clean up, huh?
You got to go sit on the toilet.
You got to go clean up. You got it's
Slim waddling
made a
into
mess.
The bathroom, naked. Excuse me.
You got to go. Excuse me, ladies. Excuse me. Is this a line? I have got to go. No, you got to go clean up.
Sit down on the toilet. Make sure nothing's left in them.
I like to wash up a little bit, you know, afterwards.
Oh, my God. Don't see that.
Oh, my
Yeah, I hope you bleeped that. I hope you just bleeped that, please.
Oh, no.
The next one. We're down to the top three, Julia. Okay, Lazo loves the top, loves being a top. We're gonna get this over with. You ready?
God.
Okay. The number three, penises can move without hands.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that. What a cool trick.
So that.
Oh, really?
I mean, it
no.
Was,
how was I supposed to know?
I guess. Yeah.
There's so many things that we.
I never
don't
really
know.
Thought about it, you know, because I've always known mine could move on its own. So.
I just imagine.
That's an interesting thing for women not to know.
Right. And of course, I mean, it was all women that were responding on this one, but all just equally blown away by this.
It's like, I didn't realize it came with tricks.
And I noticed that a lot of guys are pointing out, hey, if you think that's crazy.
I assume it's like the exact same thing as the Kegel exercises
right.
you do.
I'm sure it feels the
same. I suppose, but it doesn't like wave.
It's like when I see a guy flex his muscle. I think I know probably what, you know, what he's doing in his brain, but I'll never know because I don't have any muscles to move. But, you know, like if a guy flexes his pecs or his biceps, I go, I think if I had muscles, I might know how to do that, but I'm not positive. That's what I assume.
Well,
it's
with
like
the Kegel
woman.
Exercise, you said it doesn't weigh, but it's winking, right? Like a little wink.
What?
Doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
Well, why are you moving there when you do
Hold
that?
On. Let's just get this over with. We're almost done. But I did see guys point out, though, Lazo, they said, ladies, if you're surprised by the fact that they can move, wait until you just, if you've ever just stared at testicles that aren't being touched, that they are constantly churning.
I never knew that. I don't know
that. Oh, yeah, that's right. We've talked about this, and you didn't know that. No, we've talked about this before.
I didn't know that.
My balls are not moving.
Yeah, what's going on now?
All right, we'll talk about this later. We'll talk about this
later. Okay, but mine are not moving.
They're moving. We'll talk about it.
No, they're not.
You've got to look closely.
Mine are not like scales.
You got to look closely.
They're both just laying in there.
You've got to look
in a bag.
You got to stand up. You got to look closely. We'll talk about this later, and we'll do it together later. Number two, sex requires a lot of cardio. People were surprised by that. Like, you got to be in shape. I saw that as a very common answer. If you're not in shape, sex can be tough because, you know, it takes a lot of energy, especially depending on how long this is going on. And that's true. The older you get, the more true that is. And number one, the number one thing
for
people
you
said,
though, I mean, if you're, you know,
what?
The not opposite of a, like, you're the bottom, but not a power bottom. It's not really.
Right, then that person.
Like, you're not putting in a lot of effort there.
Let's just get this over with.
I've
almost
seen
done.
It. You're like a a fish.
We're almost done. Number one, the top thing that surprised people is all the heat, the warmth, the heat, just the temperature. And they talked specifically about this temperature and, you know, like body temperatures and just the amount of heat that is involved. Because when you watch sex on TV and the movies, you know, it does maybe look something like that, although you might not look as good as the people in the movies. But then when you actually experience it, people said they were shocked at how warm everything is. Everything's warm and hot and sweaty. Yeah, this is why I go to the bathroom afterwards to clean up a little bit.
You like to sweat.
I do. Well, I like
your
my girlfriend.
To
I like my
three
girlfriend's
miles
sweat.
On a trampoline or something.
I like my girlfriend's sweat. Yeah, I've never had like a sweat thing before that.
Sprint on a treadmill before I make love to you.
Sprint on the
gross, man.
That's it. Anything surprise you the first time, Lazo? How expensive it was, maybe? Or
that's a go. That's fair.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, we're done, right?
We're
podcast
done.
Listeners. It's over, everybody. But you guys look upset with me and I do something wrong?
I think you're saucy.
You didn't do anything wrong.
You sure?
It's just one of those days. Yeah.
You know, I feel like if you're like this moving forward, we're just going to be like, oh, I must have had a mango Red Bull smoothie.
I did have one today. Is that what you think it made me saucy?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. And
what? What did I say wrong? Just like you had stuff leaking out of you because you're a weak bottom?
Yeah, that was one of the things I would say. Talked a lot about me being a bottom.
Well...
Talked a lot about sex cams, clap-on sex cams, and spanking
you guys
noises.
Got into, like, so many arguments today.
Yeah, many arguments. What the fuck, man? I'm sick of all this arguing. This is the problem. We argue this much, we should just go home. It's over.
I think my favorite part was, like, you guys argue so much that, like, Slim blacks out, doesn't even know what he's saying, doesn't even agree with it, and then makes a different argument about it the next day.
Just keep the show moving.
Hey, that did happen. You had two different opinions.
Love drama,
what the
baby.
Fuck do you want from me? Yesterday you say one thing, today you say another thing. It's like you're fucking married to me.
Hey.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm just waiting for tomorrow when this conversation comes up, you'll be like, nothing. I don't want to talk about it.
People like...
Jesus,
we can't
man.
All get along all the
Pick
time.
Pick a fucking lane.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are we done or not?
I'm good.
Good.
Julia, don't leave anything unsaid.
I don't have anything unsaid.
All right. Slim.
What?
You got anything you need to say?
No.
Get off your chest.
Goodbye.
Get out of your ass.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.